it is that time. It is that time. Happy Wine Wednesday. I think it's the biggest drink and bar night of the year, is it not? The night before Thanksgiving?
You know what? It's so much fun because I've run into so many people that are in town for the holidays.
For the holiday. You know, celebrate with the family.
We know their parents, and now the kids our age are coming into town with their kids, and it's fun.
Oh, what a fantastic tradition. And also make this your tradition, listening to the Vero Insider every Wine Wednesday. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery.
The Thanksgiving edition.
It is the Thanksgiving
edition.
What
are you thankful for, Anna?
Basically everything. This whirlwind
Christmas
year
lights.
I am not afraid to say, especially having the pleasure of representing both White Glove and Pac Mail Beachside, specializing in shipping. This year, similar to last year, it's only really 3.5 weeks in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you know that it's just a condensed sort of aspect to
Why'd you have to put the pressure on like that?
I'm like,
3.5 weeks? Are you kidding? I haven't bought a single present yet.
Yeah, countdown. Did you know that it's always on the same day, December 25th? It's like not throwing you for a loop, honey.
Every year, it's a whole new item.
But what I'm getting at is when I know that, I have to set up early for Christmas because I cannot do all of that and only get 3.5 weeks of pleasure out of it. You know, I need more.
Yeah.
I need enough. I love the twinkle of the lights, and it's a lot to be thankful for. How about you, Miss Kitty Wagner?
Just hanging out. The Blue Star is
Bourbon
coming
Bar.
Along. Bourbon Bar. We're going to open up next week. Very excited about that, hopefully. I say that every week. It's a moving target, but hopefully next week. But things are going really well. You know, Thanksgiving as a chef is one of my favorite holidays because I love to cook and I love to eat. And you know, it's just a great thing. It's the kickoff to the holiday. Well, really, Halloween is the kickoff to
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's the whole holiday season.
I agree because I don't look at Thanksgiving as then just parlays into Christmas. I mean, I think that they really coincide well together. You get in the mood of being thankful and having family there and just to celebrate food and memories, not gifts, not the pressure of all
right.
that. And then the rest just sort of evolves.
It gets darker. You get your twinkle lights out. Everything looks really pretty. It's really nice.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Now, there's a handsome gentleman sitting beside
is.
You. And he looks like a man with a military background. I would like to welcome to the show Gary of the American Security Council Foundation, and he's the gentleman behind the scenes for our very exciting upcoming concert on December 6th with the band Perry.
Hello.
I have to tell you, it is sort of a, I mean, my goodness, from Jake Owen to the band Perry, I feel like
Vero Beach music scene.
Like the extension of Nashville all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Whoa, dang, Gary.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about the American Security Council and how this parlays and sort of coincides with what you got going in this band Perry concert, which is just
sure.
really a week away.
Yeah, absolutely. The foundation was formed in 1958.
Oh, okay.
We're a national security, economic security-based foundation. Got some great people on the board of directors.
Where's the headquartered out of?
Headquartered out of D.C., but we have our operations office down here. We have our president and CEO lives in Indian River County.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Henry Fisher.
I feel safer already.
Yeah.
And we've got
several board members down here. We have board members in Orlando and in Tampa. And then in Virginia, New York, Texas, Alabama.
So extensions and Massachusetts, satellite offices throughout.
We're all over the United States. And started a program about a year ago, actually right after the Boston bombing, we started putting it together called Step Up America, A Call to Good Citizenship. And had to do with, you know, people walk the streets and, you know, a bomb blows up and they're looking like, wow, how did that happen? It's because you walk around with your eyes closed. I mean, I'm not trying to scare people to death, but they are signs and they're things that you look for. So
I'm dying for an example.
Yeah, well, kind of strange people with backpacks or people that just look out of place or, you know, you have to keep your eyes open.
Trust your gut.
Yeah, trust your gut. I'll tell you what, if it doesn't feel right, most of the time it's not. You know?
Well said.
And we had a lady that works with us in marketing that was in New York, and she goes to catch a train, and wasn't a backpack, I think it was a briefcase at the time, and she couldn't get anybody to do anything about it.
Really?
And she went to security. She went to everybody. And finally, you know, she goes, this is ridiculous. So we started putting this thing together. A lot of people have done a lot of research. We've got a trainer's guide, a PowerPoint, 100-slide PowerPoint. We have Sergeant Majors of the Army and Marine Corps, Master Chiefs of the Navy and Coast Guard that actually go out and teach this, that go out and do seminars on the program.
Oh, okay.
So it starts with the Founding Fathers and the Declaration, and it comes all through everything you can possibly think of into today's society with cybersecurity, with your schools. Look what just happened at Florida State, what, a week ago.
Sure did, yeah.
So, you know, these things are happening all the time, and they
just
go, gee.
Just trying to make people more aware.
More aware, yeah. It's an awareness program, really, and, you know, we're going into schools with it from middle school on, and your social, you know, clubs, Rotary clubs, you know, your Elks,
your
VFW.
We have no shortage of those around here.
A lot of those in Florida, you know.
A lot of
places to go. But I think it's a great program.
Say you see something suspicious, what should one do? I mean, you don't want to necessarily put yourself in harm's way.
You know, in New York, they actually, I think they've registered the trademark. You know, see something, say something. Pretty simple.
Oh.
You know, you see something, you say something. Who do you say it to? Closest person you can find that might be of some sort of authority, whether it's an EMT person, whether it's a police officer,
okay,
whether it's a manager at the bus station, whether it's your hall monitor at school, or the Vero Beach police officer, or the person that goes to school and kind of watches over what's taking place there. Mm-hmm. Any number of people, your teachers, you know, if you see something that doesn't look right, you know, you might be wrong, but I'd rather be wrong than see people laying on the street dismembered, you know.
Caution.
Yeah. So
now tell me, because this concert, again, December 6th, tickets are still available.
Still available, yeah.
In fact, it's going to be pretty epic.
It's going to be great. I mean, the band Perry is just fantastic.
They're huge. Did you see them on the CMAs? They were outstanding.
Yeah, they are amazing.
And she's stunning.
I think they won an award. I believe they won
they
an
did.
Award this
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
And they did the Glenn Campbell show. The Glenn Campbell song they did on there.
Yeah, they did a little cover on that.
Yeah, so.
So the monies that you raise from December 6th, is that going to help fund the programs then?
What we're doing here, we've got sponsors. Okay?
Right, okay.
And probably some of the money might help with the program, but this money is earmarked. There's two main reasons to put this concert on. One is the Trident House, which is the SEALs, Navy SEALs Trident House, which is in Sebastian. And it's actually a house, on Indian River Lagoon.
Okay.
That the families of dead special warriors, people that have been either killed in combat or killed in a training accident, their families, and it doesn't just have to be SEALs. It could be the Green Beret. It could be Marine Force Recon. But it has to be within the special operations community. It's a home where people can actually come and stay for free and grieve the loss of a loved one.
Honor their memory.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And every now and then you may get one of the guys come there to kind of, we call it decompress, just to kind of come in there and get used to being back in society.
Okay.
So that, and then we have a scholarship program here where we give scholarships out to the kids of active duty military. There's some in Indian River County, maybe not that many, but then the veterans, there are tons of veterans here.
Oh, yeah.
First responders and law enforcement. And then last year we gave scholarships out to Vero Beach High School, Sebastian High School, and Indian River County Charter High School. So we hit those
fantastic.
Three.
Oh, fantastic. May I inquire as to how much in scholarships you were able to
produce last year? We gave out 10 $1,000 scholarships.
Awesome.
That's great.
In June off of our golf tournament.
So that nice.
That was just off the golf tournament. We're hoping to do, you know, much better. That's why, you know, we're pushing to get people to come out. Tickets are $35 starting. And the $35 seats, it says general admission, but they all come with a section, a seat, and a row. You don't have to run and grab a ticket. Or grab a seat, I should say. It's, you know, you buy a ticket, whether it's 35 or 100, you're going to get a section, row, and seat there. So, you know, if you get there late.
And what an impressive show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
who else
kidding.
Is going to be joining Band Perry?
We got J.T. Hodges. J.T. Hodges
May
is
May I
a,
just say he looks delicious?
Yeah.
That's just a side note for anyone who's wondering.
J.T. Hodges is a handsome young Texan.
Oh,
You know, but no, great guy. Got a good band. Up and coming country guy. Was up for, I think, what is it, up new country music act or something a couple of years ago, and very good. Newton and Thomas are a bluegrass crossover to country Americana. They actually had the number one bluegrass song on the bluegrass charts last year for 3 months called Old MacDonald Sold the Farm.
That was
kind of cool.
They're witty.
And Steve Thomas actually played with Brooks and Dunn and played with Kenny Chesney.
Oh, okay.
So now, but they played all
so
over.
There's some nice headliners. They're here in VO.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. That's going to be a really fun night.
These are some major musicians. These guys have played all over the world. J.T. Hodges, I can say I heard him before. And, you know, you go to a lot of concerts where you may see somebody play a song or two that you like. there wasn't a song in his entire set that I didn't like.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Every single thing he played was good. And, you know, I think everybody, you know, come out and enjoy it. It's going to be a great night. We got the Navy SEAL skydiving in at
4:30. Well, it's raining men.
Yeah.
Did we just hear that?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
You know, there's nothing that Anna loves more than that.
Hello. Well, that's the way to spend your Saturday. It really is.
You know, just drop some firefighters, some SEALs, whatever. Yeah. Just
Hello.
Throw a parachute on them and drop them where
pants.
She's standing.
Let
Hello.
Go, right?
It doesn't suck. So this is December 6th. This is a Saturday. Yep. What time do the festivities kick off? What time will it be Raining Men?
It'll be Raining Men at 4:30. as they say,
that'd be delicious next 16, Saturday.
16:30.
Yeah. Next Saturday.
A week from Saturday, yeah. So, opening ceremonies at 4:30. Gates open at 3 o'clock. We kick it off at 4:30. The SEALs will be jumping in. We have Janine Stang. They call her the National Anthem Girl. She just sang the National Anthem in all 50 states to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the writing of the National Anthem this year. So she's flying in to do this for us. She's going to do probably do maybe one or two more throughout the evening, some patriotic stuff, God Bless America, something on the order
Naturally.
Of that.
Naturally. I like it.
And we've got NROTC guys coming up from, I think, St. Lucie County. We're bringing the Marine group of NROTC guys in from the high school down there to do the honor guard for us.
Okay.
So
that'll be beautiful.
It's
a tribute and it's a great show all in one. It gets you feeling all good. And
absolutely.
Right after Thanksgiving.
It's perfect.
I think it's lovely. And this is at Historic Dodgertown.
It's at Historic Dodgertown. Absolutely. Yep.
And I tell you what, it's beautiful out there. In fact, Historic Dodgertown, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery just had the pleasure of helping with some of the renovations out there. And so, I mean, you can even get a room, quite technically. You don't have to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
We have people staying out there.
It makes perfect sense. It's really a nice setup, what they have and what they're offering, and the space is huge. How many does the venue hold?
Venue holds 6,500.
That's a hardship.
The way the stage is laid out, you know, it's right behind second base, so you lose some of the side seats.
Oh, okay.
So then
you
put
seats. Everyone have a good view.
So you put seats on the field. So you end up, if you're lucky, around 6,900.
In a sense, that's still a pretty intimate concert.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
All things considered.
And, you know, you've been to concerts out at Dodgertown before, haven't you?
I would be lying if I said yes.
Donna, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just went to the Jake Owens.
The Jake Owens one, And the thing about Dodgertown that's really cool because, you know, growing up, I went to a lot of concerts all over because I love music. But one of the greatest things about Dodgertown is that the venue is a correct size, but it's so easy to park. I mean, I just don't want to be plugging parking, but gosh, you know, you drive right up, you can park right next to the entrance. You're not parking 5 miles away. It's really nice.
Yeah, you can get in and out, you know, fairly easily.
Easily.
There's not a bad seat in the house. I mean, it really isn't.
So where did we buy tickets?
Great night of country music.
You can go to heroesfestivalascf.org.
Okay. Heroesfestivalascf. Okay.
Or you can go to etix.com and just type in Vero Beach, or you can type in the band Perry, and it'll all take you right to the ticket site. Or you can also call for tickets, and I always forget the number, so I'll bring the cheat sheet. It's 1-800-514-3849, and tickets are on sale. 35 and 55 in the stadium, 175 on the field.
Okay.
And tickets are available, and I would just invite everybody to come out. It's going to be a great night. I mean, you go to concerts. I've gone to concerts since I've been, 14 years old.
Yeah.
My first one, I'm going to date myself now. First concert, Three Dog Night, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, years and years and years ago.
Nice.
But you can come to this thing. It's going to be, and how many times do you go to a concert and you see the Navy SEAL skydive in? Very seldom.
It's going to be
a great evening. We've got some special guests we're going to have there on the stage. We're going to do a special presentation before the band Perry comes on. So it's going to be some pretty neat guys that we'll have down here.
Well, that's going to be huge. And again, it's important to reserve your ticket because 6,500 is not really that much when you think about it.
Not a lot of people. And, you know, we'd like to get, you know, we want to show the band Perry that Vero Beach cares.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it'd be a shame for them to show up and you got, you know, 500 people in the stadium or something.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Never happen.
That's not happening. You know. That is not happening. So it's 4:30 kickoff, December 6th. It's a Saturday away.
Saturday away.
From this upcoming. And I tell you what, you don't want to miss it.
And the band parade comes on at 8 o'clock. So for the people and, you know.
That are doing the Christmas parade.
At the Christmas parades. And yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're not trying to butt heads with anybody. I know there's been some people that wondered about that. But
I'll be on a float. I'm just going to drive my white
drive the float
and buggy
right
bunch
Holman.
Float
yeah.
straight to Dodger Town.
That's exactly yep. right.
That is genius.
Yeah, but we're just
extra publicity.
Yep.
Yep. There
show.
You go.
Yep. We just, you know, we want to, you know, next year we hope to do it again, you know, and try and make as many people happy with dates as possible.
So you're hoping to make this an annual
we
event.
We want to make it an annual event, but in order to do that, we've got to kick it out of the park this
and this
time.
Is to of course benefit the American Security it Council
it's
foundation.
it's not the foundation though, because you know when you say the foundation a lot of people are going gee well the money's going to the foundation, but the money's going to the scholarships
yeah,
and the kids in the neighborhood or in the community, and it's going to the Seal Trident House, which is right here, you know,
in Indian River County.
Yeah, so that's where the money doesn't go out of the county. Now, you know,
people like to hear that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you know, if we had, you know, if we made major money off of this and we had, you know, didn't have enough kids or veterans or whatnot that applied for the scholarships, then you might go outside the county to Brevard or St. Lucie or something like that. But
our neighboring we don't take
a nickel out of the state. So
that's great.
We like that. Well, yep. Cheers to that. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County.
Important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
1-800-HI-MITCH. What's that number and who is Mitch? 1-800-HI-MITCH is the number for Mitch Maxfield's Carpet and Furniture Cleaning Services, serving Florida's Treasure and Space Coast for over 30 years. And Mitch still does the work all himself. Call 1-800-HI-MITCH. Mitch Maxfield personally will clean your home or business. Call now for 2 rooms of carpet cleaning for $77 or a 6-foot sofa for $66. Maxfield Carpet Cleaning is a member of the ITEX trading community and welcomes your ITEX dollars. 1-800-HI-MITCH.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Well, happy pre-Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning in to the Vero Insider, your happy hostess, Anna Valencia Tillery, in the studio with Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
Yeehaw.
Unveiling in like a week.
Are you making That's a turkey
exciting.
Tomorrow?
I am not. I'm having my mom do all that.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Yeah. You know what I am going to do? I'm going
to... That is the way to do Thanksgiving.
It's genius.
Yes.
But I am bringing this sweet potato dish that I found on page 161 in the November issue of Vero Beach Magazine.
Love that magazine.
Me too. I am
they
a
always
subscriber.
Have really good recipes.
Really great recipes. An amazing event calendar telling you where to go, all the different things, you know, for our various nonprofits, yep. as well as for their advertisers. And And one of the things that I saw in here that I'm not going to make this holiday, but I am, of course, putting together my menu already for Christmas, which is just weeks away, is the...
Stop that. You're making me nervous.
You should be nervous, Kitty. You should be. You have to be prepared.
Make me want to go home and decorate the house tonight.
Exactly,
Gary. As Gary is telling us to be aware and be prepared, I'm telling you to do the same thing for the holiday, darn it. And they have this Southern corn pudding, which looks absolutely scrumptious. It's a recipe from Marsh Landing that they featured in the local flavor edition or section of the Vero Beach magazine on page 104. And here's the kicker that I was not expecting within the recipe. So you have corn, you have salt, you have sugar, you have baking powder. You also have whipping cream.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I think it would add a little denseness and some amazing texture, right?
I mean, yeah.
Because it doesn't look incredibly, it looks like the kernels are still whole.
Yep.
My wife makes an excellent corn pudding.
So does she? So Gary's a bit of a connoisseur.
Yeah. It's a corn casserole, which is, that sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
And it's got butter in it.
Butter makes it better.
Everything's better with butter.
Now, of course, Vero Beach Magazine has been a trusted resource for all things Vero for over 17 years. And they have a wonderful story in here about the fact that even our little town of Vero, our own neck of the woods, has their own type of breed of turkey. And they call it the Osceola turkey.
I've read that article. It was fascinating.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, apparently, I know that turkeys are really hard to shoot because they're pure instinct. And apparently that if you're a turkey hunter, it's difficult. But then the article pointed out that the Osceola turkey is actually really hard to shoot.
Like, exactly, because it's smaller.
They said there were 5 breeds of turkey, and turkey hunters who are serious will go to the different states to get one of each type of turkey, and the Osceola is the most elusive of the turkeys, so it must be the smartest turkey.
And that's why we live
here. Or the dumbest turkey. I'm not sure which.
I think it means it's the smartest.
I wonder if it's the most delicious.
Sunshine. Probably.
I'd like to try them all.
And you know, of course, that, and of course, Blue Star Bourbon Bar, which will be featuring some wild turkey eventually.
And Coca-Cola.
Right? Staples.
Without the legs.
Exactly.
That Benjamin Franklin once wanted to make the turkey the national bird over the bald eagle. So it's really a bird that we should celebrate.
He must have been a turkey hunter.
I guess so. He was in awe of how many there were. There was such an abundance. And that's a really good story. It's a great article on the wild side. That's on page 28. One of my lucky numbers, just saying, in the Beach Magazine. So check out my nails, Foxy Nails, for any of you that are getting ready to prepare for the holidays or you want to look glamorous.
Are you
going to
get little, like, you know what would be super cool? Because you always go really... You always go really sparkly, and you always have these gorgeous nails, and so you need little snowmen on there. I think I am going to do a little Christmas flair.
That would be so much fun. You're absolutely right. Well, I have to have Foxy Nails for my December 6th concert.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be looking anything less than Foxy when Bam Perry comes to town.
You're going to have to drive up in your float from the parade and look at Foxy Nails. Absolutely.
That's right.
7 days a week, and it makes a great Christmas present.
It's a nice afternoon.
To Foxy Nail or even to Sandridge. Do you play golf, Gary? Oh, you guys did a big golf tournament.
I can't say that I play golf. I go out and take up space on the course. So.
Well said. That would be me. But yes, I mean, you got Sandridge. Talk about some amazing promotions that they have going on right now and some amazing lessons. I mean, golf pro lessons that you can get with a gift certificate, discounts that they have for Christmas special. I mean, my goodness, the possibilities for our sponsors for you to be able to shop local, support the Vero Insider.
That's
right. Of course.
They always have really cool Christmas gifts in their gift shop.
They really do. And there's an app for that.
Just saying.
Sign up your tea time. Because it's light at 7 a.m. and dark at 5 p.m.
I noticed. I moved into my new house and we don't have curtains yet.
She's up with the turkeys.
We're getting there.
real quick, December 6th is our opportunity to see the Bam Perry as well as JT Hodges.
And Newton and Thomas.
A little bluegrass.
Yeah, I love bluegrass.
They can
Some Navy SEALs
fall from the sky.
Who knows what else?
You can visit the Vero Insider, and we're going to have links to your website to buy tickets, or they can call. What's the number again, please, Gary?
The number is 1-800-514-3849, or they can go on etix.com or heroesfestivalascf.org. Easy to find them. Easy to buy them.
And inexpensive.
It's going to be a really nice night. I love a good concert.
You and me both. And make sure that you visit theveroinsider.com, click on our sponsors tab, and you'll be able to have live links to all of them, take you to their website, see what promotions they have running, and what events they have to host. So have a merry, merry, blessed Thanksgiving.
And eat lots of turkey.
And drink lots of wine. Cheers.
Yay.
Cheers, guys.